Unit 8, page 82, exercise 2.
Information and misinformation. I personally believe that we live on a big disk, says Greg. I don't think there's anything beyond it. If the world was round, the horizon would look curved, and it doesn't. Greg is a flat earther, one of a group of people who believe that the earth is not round, but flat. Membership of flat earth societies has grown rapidly in recent years, and it has been suggested that this is largely due to online video sharing. With YouTube channels reaching an international audience, the idea appears to be catching on. The most dedicated flat earthers are devoting their lives to attending meetings, conducting experiments, and even building homemade rockets in an attempt to prove their point and get their ideas across to others. Of course, the ideas of the flat earthers go against over 2,000 years of science and an overwhelming body of evidence. The Earth was claimed to be a globe by Aristotle in around 350 BCE, and there has been general agreement on this point ever since. If we accepted that the Earth was flat, we'd need to accept that an unimaginable number of people have been involved in the biggest conspiracy in history. Governments, scientists, explorers, and countless others. It may be beyond a doubt to most of us that the Earth is spherical, but flat earthers insist that they know the truth. The rise of the flat earthers is just one example of a larger phenomenon of unsubstantiated information, conspiracy theories, and fake news being circulated online. It's a phenomenon that we're only just beginning to understand, given that the internet is still only a few decades old. What's clear is that 21st century technology is raising important questions about the way we acquire knowledge. How do we decide what's true? Why do certain ideas spread so easily? And why do some people believe so firmly in ideas that are clearly at odds with scientific evidence? There are likely to be different reasons why people choose to believe conspiracy theories and fake news. Perhaps these individuals are looking for like-minded people to connect with. Perhaps they're suspicious of authority. However, there may also be another reason, one that relates to the way our minds work. We all like to believe that our thinking is rational and evidence-based, but unfortunately, research suggests that this is often not the case. We frequently make logical errors in our thinking, known as cognitive biases. Cognitive biases are like tricks of the mind. They make complex information appear simple and focus our attention on what we want or expect to see. They create the illusion of a world that makes sense. In some cases, this is very useful. However, in situations that call for more careful, objective analysis, it can be dangerous. Here are just a few of the cognitive biases that may help to explain why people are taken in by fake news. Confirmation bias. We tend to seek and interpret information in a way that backs up our existing ideas and expectations, while ignoring anything that contradicts them. Illusory truth effect. Ideas become more plausible through repetition. The more often we come across an idea, the more truthful it seems, even if there's little evidence to support it. Bandwagon effect. When we see other people doing something, we're more likely to do it ourselves. As more people adopt a certain view, others follow them. Backfire effect. When our beliefs are challenged with contradictory evidence, we don't necessarily change our minds. Instead, we often hold on to our ideas more strongly as we try to defend them. Bias blind spot. This is the bias that makes the others even more dangerous. We don't recognize our own biases. We tend to see them in other people while believing that our own thinking is more rational. We may not all hold extreme views like flat earthers, but we probably all fall into some of these traps. We return to the same news sources, follow the same channels, and communicate in closed groups on social media. As we do so, we filter out ideas that we disagree with, ignore conflicting evidence, and reinforce our existing views. So what do we do? We may not be able to overcome cognitive biases completely, but we can become more conscious of them. We can question sources of information and read widely, seeking out a range of perspectives and carefully examining the evidence. And we can remember that the simplest answer is not always the correct one.